Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Back in November, I posted a video. My brother, my father, and I went to California, where Jay Leno graciously invited us to his garage and then took us for a ride in a Duesenberg. And I posted that video on my channel, and I narrated the video. I purposely did not record my father and Jay talking to each other. I didn't want to intrude on that. I simply wanted to record the fact that we went for a ride in a Duesenberg. It was pretty cool. And I posted the video on my channel, and I got a lot of good feedback. A lot of people said, you know, Steve, that's pretty cool. You got to do that. That looks like a lot of fun. Looks like your dad enjoyed it. Looked like Jay enjoyed it. And it was, you know, seems like such a cool thing to have been able to participate in. And for that, I agree. So every now and then I go back and I watch the video myself, and I also read the comments beneath the video. And yesterday somebody posted a comment, and they go, look at these idiots driving around not wearing their seatbelts. They don't care. And then they wrote SMDH, which I think stands for shake my damn head. Shaking my damn head. Look at these idiots driving around without their seatbelts on. Think of the children who will see that. These are bad examples they're setting. So he wrote, you know, look at these idiots, no seatbelts, shaking my damn head. Now, normally I wouldn't do a video in response to a single comment on another video. Otherwise, we'd be here all day. Trust me on that one. But this is one that raises a legal question and also points out the profound ignorance of the person who commented. Because underlying the I'm shaking my damn head because they're not wearing their seatbelts is a presumption that we actually need to be wearing our seatbelts. And that is based on a premise that the vehicle actually has seatbelts. But I know what you're thinking. You say, Steve, not everyone understands how a 1930 LeBaron barrel-side Duesenberg is equipped. How would we know that? Well, just in case you don't know, and half my audience right now is saying, Steve, you're preaching to the choir. We know this. The other half's going, what are you talking about? And I'd ask you guys to talk amongst yourselves, but that's not how the internet works. You see, seatbelts were not among the first things put on cars. And seatbelts didn't become required on cars until several decades after Duesenbergs roamed the streets in recent model years of their build, okay? So the Duesenberg did not have seatbelts. Now you might say, Steve, wait a second. Are you telling me that while I'm required to wear a seatbelt, I get in my car and I got to put on a seatbelt, that you can get in a car and just because it doesn't have seatbelts, you don't have to wear them? That's correct. You only have to wear the seatbelt if the car came equipped with a seatbelt in most states, and there was a time when states came along and the Fed came along and required new cars to contain seatbelts. And generally speaking, we're talking the 1960s, early 1960s, but the 1960s nonetheless. So a lot of vehicles built before that, such as a vehicle built in the 1930s, would not have a seatbelt in it. Now, whether it could, I suppose it could, but you have to understand that times change. And so, for instance, Preston Tucker, I'm going to take a guess on this one. There we go. I got it for the first time. Preston Tucker, in his car, wanted to put seatbelts in his car in 1948. His own people said, you can put in a padded dashboard. You can put in a pop-out windshield. You can do all these different safety features, but we're not going to let you put seatbelts in the car because people will assume the reason your car's got seatbelts and no one else's does is that your car is unsafe. So seatbelts were not only not in cars, but there was something that were perceived as being bad. They would indicate that a car is unsafe. So to get people to use them, first you had to get the seatbelts in the cars. And the car companies pushed back against that for quite some time. So there were not seatbelts in cars, generally speaking, in the 50s, the 40s, and certainly not the 1930s. So the Duesenberg did not have seatbelts. That's why we're not wearing them, number one. Number two, you might say, Steve, you're telling me that I got to wear a seatbelt and you don't have to just because your car wasn't built with them. Shouldn't you be required to, like, say, retrofit them? Surely you can go buy seatbelts, J.C. Whitney, right? Couldn't you go to Pep Boys and buy some seatbelts? Take that Duesenberg and break out a drill, start drilling holes in it, and put seatbelts into it. You crazy? There's a guy over here shaking his damn head at you. You've got to install seatbelts. No, you don't. You don't. So, I know I'm ranting. Sorry. I looked it up in two states. Michigan, for instance, says that MCL 257.710E, safety belt required, and then it goes through a whole litany of things. But at the beginning of the section, it says, this section does not apply to an operator or passenger of any of the following. A motor vehicle manufactured before January 1st, 1965. So if you've got a vehicle manufactured before 1965 in the state of Michigan, you do not need to wear a seatbelt. And the reason is, most likely, it ain't got one. So I can tell you that I knew somebody who had a 55 Chevy, went for rides in it many, many times, didn't have seatbelts. It also didn't have a rearview mirror on the door. And I, by the way, that's a trigger warning. I should have warned you. There's some people get upset when I call the door mirror a rearview mirror. They go, no, the rearview mirror is the one up here, not the one over here. They go, yeah, but they both face rearward, don't they? And then their heads explode. So that is a rearview mirror. It's simply the one on the door. However, my friend's car didn't have one. And it wasn't equipped with one from the factory. And he was not required to retrofit one, at least not in Michigan at the time. So under Michigan law that requires you to wear a seatbelt, you are exempted if you are a passenger or an operator in a vehicle built before January 1st, 1965. Now, you do have to understand that this law and several other laws out there have an exemption to the exemption. For instance, if you take a baby in a car that has no seatbelts, some states require you to actually figure something out or don't bring that kid in the car. Meaning that they recognize that an adult can make that decision, but a child cannot. And so, in case you're curious, Michigan actually has the date and just says on this date. California addresses it a little differently at subsection 27315F. It says this subdivision does not apply to a vehicle that was not required to have safety belts at the time of its initial sale. So Michigan's law goes off of the build date, and California goes off of whether or not it was required to have seat belts at the time of its initial sale. And that seems a little stranger to me to try to figure out. Why didn't they just pick a date and cut it off there? I don't know why. And I've seen other states that have laws very similar to that and statutory language similar to that. And simply put, a vehicle, for instance, I'll give you an example, airbags, right? Airbags were used in cars from some date. And at one point, they were optional. At one point, they became mandatory. But there are vehicles out there that don't have airbags in them. And the law doesn't require you to go retrofit an airbag into your 55 Chevy, you know? And so they kind of say, well, if you're driving around a car that's that old, that didn't have seat belts, we're going to grandfather it in. We're going to leave it there and just say, okay, that car was legal when it hit the roads. We're going to leave it legal until it winds up being scrapped. So that's how that works. So as for a bunch of guys going for a ride in a Duesenberg from 1930, not wearing their seat belts, there's no need to shake your damn head or to call them idiots because, number one, the vehicle doesn't have seat belts. And number two, the law doesn't require it to have seat belts. And number three, the law does not require us to wear seat belts therein. So just to let you know, we were not breaking the law. And it would be kind of difficult, I think, to catch me on camera breaking the law and then posting it on my channel where I talk about being a lawyer. But some people poke around the internet and look for stuff to yell at. And so apparently this guy was just feeling like yelling at something and he decided to yell at my video for a few minutes. There you go. One last note. A lot of people know that the beginnings of my videos are introduced by the Canadian robot lady, aka Heather, and they are outroed by her, or extroed, they say, in Canada. And she worked in the Canadian radio industry. I worked in the U.S. radio industry, and that's one place where we diverge wildly. They call them extros. We call them outros. Like there's an introduction and an outro-duction. You don't say outro-duction. You just call it an outro. And she does outros where she thanks you for listening and watching the program. And then she often will throw in a little statement after that that can be amusing, it can be a joke, it can be a line from a movie, it can be a bit of wisdom, anything. We were talking the other day, and it turns out that she has now recorded several thousand of those. And I don't count. In fact, I barely count my videos. If you look at the season number, I just changed over to season 8 on January 1st. But the previous seasons weren't even matched up with the years. So I had no idea how many of any. I don't know. People go, Steve, how many videos have you got out? I don't know. A lot? I mean, I can look at YouTube and there's a number there, but it changes by 2 every day and I don't pay attention to it. And going back several years, each and every one of them has got an outro on it. I apologize. I've accidentally recycled a couple. It happens, you know, laws of large numbers and so on. But I want you to know that if you have a gem of wisdom, it's got to be short. One sentence, maybe two, but short. We're not going to put War and Peace at the end of a video, other than just the phrase War and Peace. But if you've got a little gem, a little saying that your grandfather used to say, something that your mother used to tell you, if you think it's something that in a very concise statement would be entertaining and would bring a moment of, hey, that's interesting, to somebody's life, I encourage you to email it to me and I will pass it along to her. So if you email me, just put the word outro, O-U-T-R-O, outro, in the subject line and send it to steve@latoslaw.com. And I'll put the outro, make sure you got that right, and the email address in the description below the video. And you can send me as many as you like, send them to me. I'll glance at them. If I think they're appropriate, I'll pass them along to her. And then you might make it into the mix. When, I don't know. And please don't say, Steve, here it is. When will it air? I couldn't even tell you if I wanted to. Because I'm going to look at it, send it to her. I know she's got some in the hopper already. She'll slot you into the production process. Next time she sits down to record a batch, she might record yours. And someday you'll be listening and boom, there you are. Sort of. So, make it clever, make it interesting, send the outro to steve@latoslaw.com, and I'll pass it along to Heather, the Canadian robot lady. And as for seatbelts and cars, now you understand why the four of us were foolishly driving around California in a Duesenberg not wearing our seatbelts. You can stop shaking your damn head. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Shopping online recently, I bought a thesaurus. When it arrived, all the pages were blank. I have no words to describe how upset I was.